5.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's Monday afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different topics around the Umpqua Valley. And we have found out recently that Oregon's Assistant Principal of the Year happens to be Sean Bradford from Sutherland High School. And he's in here now. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So I guess, first of all, before all this happened, did you know you had been nominated?
I didn't. Everything involved in it was kind of a surprise. And so, it's been kind of an interesting road since. So
I know that sometimes this type of professional award, the person being nominated has to do a number of things in the process. So I wasn't sure if that was the case in this one. So how did they let you know you won?
Well, it was definitely an interesting 24 hours leading up to it, looking back and kind of in hindsight. But, I had gone down to the district office for a meeting with their superintendent, and which now I know was kind of a ruse to get me out of the building to get set up and everybody there. But I returned back to the school late for a meeting, and so I'm rushing in, and I noticed my wife's car in the parking lot, which was a little bit odd. And so I walk in, and our library, which it was supposed to be a staff meeting at the time, and I walk into a full library of students and teachers and district support personnel, and at that point I knew that there was something a little bit odd.
But you still didn't know what, though.
I didn't know what. And so, Mr. Martz kind of started talking a little bit about kind of lead up to the award. And then I recognized Craig Hawkins, who's the executive director of COSA. And so at that point, I kind of put the pieces together and realized what was going on. And so it was a pleasant surprise, but there's definitely a lot of behind the scenes stuff that came to put it together. Yeah.
So what was your first reaction?
We have a lot of people in our district that work really hard. I love my job and I love working with the people that I do. And so, I was surprised, but also at the same time humbled that, I'd be considered and nominated for the award.
So what comes with the award?
First of all, I guess a lot of press, I found out, which is great because we have a lot of good things that happen in our district. And so it's been an opportunity to highlight, all the stuff that the district's been doing. But along with that, also in June, I'll be presented the award at the annual Seaside Conference for Administrators. And then I get a chance to travel back to Nashville in July because with this award, I guess I'm also in the running for National Assistant Principal of the Year.
Wow. So have you ever been to Nashville?
I haven't. And so, I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to figure out a way to get my wife along for the trip. And so, kind of make a trip, get a chance to enjoy Nashville. I've heard a lot of good things. And so, it'll be a lot of fun.
There might even be some music there, possibly.
Yeah, people said I should probably find some live music. They've even told me that maybe like a Taco Bell has live music even. So it's like, we're going to make a trip of it and just enjoy the experience.
So how long have you been in education in all?
This is my 15th year overall. I've taught, coached, and then been in administration.
So when did you know that you wanted to be in education?
I went to college actually originally to become an athletic trainer. And so, that was the career path because I wanted to be involved in something with athletics. But after my first athletic training course, after bandaging up some injuries, I realized that that wasn't something that I wanted to do. I had a great experience in high school, graduated from South Umpqua High School, had great teachers, and, I really enjoyed my experience, and I wanted to give students the same experience that I had. So teaching was kind of the next stop.
So did that mean going back to school?
No, I was already at Linfield College, and they had a really reputable education program. And so I was just in my first year when I decided to transition from athletic training over to education. And so it was a pretty seamless transition.
It's interesting because sometimes I've known some people who have gone through a 4-year program, sometimes more than that. And about 2 months later, they're like, this is not what I want to do.
Yeah, I was pretty motivated to not spend all the money and get that far into it. And so, you know, as soon as I realized it wasn't something that I wanted to do, the athletic training, then I jumped over. And I mean, it's been great. I love my job, and I've enjoyed every minute of what I do.
So you've got a degree then from Linfield. Any others?
I also have my master's that I got from Southern Oregon University. And so between the two of them, those are my degrees.
And where did your career in teaching start?
So I got my first job at Lakeview High School in Lakeview, Oregon. And so,
which is pretty remote.
Yeah. So, you know, and at the time in 2008, there weren't a ton of jobs like there are now. And so basically a job opened up and I got the job and went down there. And so I spent 4 years teaching and coaching down there, which was a great experience. Kind of the nature of the town and how remote it is. As a young 23, 24-year-old, I got a lot of responsibility and opportunities down there, both coaching and teaching, which I felt like contributed to a lot to the growth in my career. And then after 4 years in Lakeview, I actually got the opportunity to be the head football coach and a teacher in Sutherland at Sutherland High School. And so I spent 5 years as a teacher and coach there in Sutherland. And then I had gotten my administrative license in the process while there in Sutherland. And so, you know, it was a good opportunity. You know, to be honest, things in football weren't going great. And so a job opened up at South Umpqua High School as an assistant principal athletic director. And so I made the transition. I was there for a year. And then the assistant principal job opened up in Sutherland again. And so I made it back to Sutherland, and I've been there ever since.
You know, 2008 was a tough time to get in to a lot of fields with, you know, a recession and a housing bubble that had burst, and a lot of things were, a lot of positions were being shed there.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, talk about a complete 180 of where we are now. After I got the job down in Lakeview, I was actually told that I was one of like 100 applicants for a job, and that's in Lakeview. And so I remember going to job fairs and career fairs, and I mean, you were banging at the door just to get in to get interviews and applications. So, you know, now, you know, that's not necessarily the case in hiring. So things have changed quite a bit.
Yeah. And really during the pandemic, a lot of people exited a lot of fields early, including education. And I know that a lot of districts, especially, I don't know about this past year so much, but the couple of years past, oftentimes they would be, you know, starting the year with subs because they couldn't get anybody to take the position.
Yeah, we've definitely over the last couple of years, even this last year, had some challenges in finding people to enter positions. And so I think fortunately, especially at Sutherland High School, we haven't had a lot of turnover. And the people who we've got for those positions have been well qualified with experience. But, you know, I know that we also have some people that, you know, you hire them for a position, and then you just really pour into them and help get them experience and some knowledge and support them as they grow.
So what led to the switch from being a teacher to the what some call dark side of administration?
You know, I had actually gotten my administrative license as part of getting my master's. And so I actually had my admin license in my back pocket. And so as I was transitioning from coaching to something else, you know, it was just kind of an opportunity where there was a job in a school in a district that I was interested in, that being South Umpqua. And I decided that it was just a really good time to take that opportunity. And I'm glad I did, because I've really enjoyed being in administration ever since.
And especially in your current role, what do you feel like the advantages of are of being in administration versus being in the classroom?
You know, I think, you know, I have a little bit of freedom and flexibility in my job, in that I get an opportunity to know kids and support kids in a little bit different way. And so, you know, our teachers who are in the classroom doing a phenomenal job teaching, really their focus is on the teaching, whereas my focus is really to remove all the barriers and support kids so that the teachers can do the teaching. And so, you know, I like my ability to get to know students, get to know their challenges, and then help try to find supports for them, both in our school and in our district, and then outside resources in order to do that.
And obviously teachers have a lot of paperwork, but administrators have a lot more, imagine.
Yeah, there's certainly paperwork and long nights and, you know, lots of meetings and, you know, there's some challenging decisions and conversations. But in the at the end of the day, the goal is always to, you know, put students in good positions, both in high school and after high school. And I really enjoy, you know, working with families and the community to do that.
All right, Sean Radford, Oregon's Assistant Principal of the Year from Sutherland High School, back with more in a minute. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. Peter Greenberg from Rwanda on Eye on Travel this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow on Inside Douglas County, we'll talk about Umpqua Valley Arts and things happening as they head towards the culmination of the holiday season. Many activities, many special events coming up, so you'll find out more from the staff of Umpqua Valley Arts about that. Sean Radford's Oregon's Assistant Principal of the Year from Sutherland High School, where he has been the last 5 years. What are the top things you like about being at Sutherland High School?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, we have a phenomenal staff, you know, and not just at the high school, but just, you know, from the kindergarten teachers all the way up to our high school teachers, people in the district office, the support staff. I mean, we just have a phenomenal group of people who are working really hard to support kids in the community, you know, and I think just getting to go to work and work with those people who all have a common interest in doing what's best for kids. I think that's the best part. And then I think the second part is just getting a chance to work with kids every day. And, you know, like I said, supporting them, trying to help put them in positions so that they have opportunities to be successful both inside school and when they're done with school.
And it seems like Sutherland has got a lot of people that have stayed there long term, where oftentimes a district of that size is sort of an opening, you know, stop on a career tour.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of people who have been there and kind of moved through different positions while in the district. You know, and I think too, at the high school, we have a lot of people who have been there for a lot of years. Even, you know, people who were there for several years, even before I got hired in Sutherland. So I think, you know, one of the things that's helped us be successful at the high school is that we've had a lot of continuity and a lot of good people who know the systems and kind of know the way that things have operated. And so even when we have had admin changes, you know, systems just kind of keep rolling along and they've worked. So
what are some of the big changes you've seen in your 15 years in education?
Well, I think we talked about it a little bit earlier. It's just like the hiring, just the fact that, you know, you can, back then when I first started, you know, there were people knocking on the door. You had to jump through hoops and do all sorts of tricks, almost it seemed, in order just to get attention for an interview. And I think now, you know, we open a job and, you know, if we get a handful of applicants, you know, that's a lot. And so I think, you know, we've been fortunate to get a lot of really good applicants and a lot of good people in our building. But I think, you know, in some of our other schools or in some other districts, I think people have had to be creative, you know, and you try to do some things within your district to attract good people. You know, and I think, you know, when you can't do that, you also, you know, get good young people, maybe even, you know, your support staff in the building, and you transition them into teaching jobs, and then you work really hard to support them and help them be successful in those jobs. And, you know, in all of those circumstances, I think our district's done a really good job of doing that. And so, you know, the first thing is the hiring piece, I think, has changed a lot. And then I think, you know, the other thing is a lot of districts and kind of the move is to be trauma-informed and really, really understanding that our students are coming to us with a lot of different things that are happening in their lives and a lot of different life experiences, both good and bad. And I think, you know, getting to know those students, getting to know those challenges and supporting those students on an individual basis. And our, like I've said, our district has done a great job with that and supporting those kids. And, you know, I think our kids have been successful because of it.
Because of the challenges during the pandemic, we don't need to talk about that because we've all talked about that probably more than we want to. But looking at where kids are at now, what are some of the things you've seen for especially high schoolers and their impact by those couple years?
Yeah, I think a little bit is engagement. You know, we've seen less engagement in our extracurriculars, our athletics a little bit. I think, you know, because those things were kind of taken from them, especially now, that being a few years ago, it was a younger age. And so, you know, we've struggled a little bit getting those kids back into it and getting engaged in things. You know, and I think the other part of it is just some mental health challenges that we see with students. And, there's a lot of different factors that go into that. You know, but I think, you know, we have more students with anxiety and depression and, you know, those certain challenges. And so meeting the needs of those students on an individual basis can be a challenge.
What are your future career plans?
You know, that's come up a little bit in this. And I think, you know, first of all, I really love my job as an assistant principal. I work for a great district. I love working for John Martz and working at the high school with our staff. And so, you know, as of right now, I really like doing that. But I think down the road, I still have, you know, 15 years at least. And so, you know, eventually I'll probably take a shot at a principalship in a building, be a building principal, you know, and somewhere down the line, maybe get involved in district level administration and supporting buildings at that level.
How important is continued professional development?
You know, I think it is crucial, especially as we talked about in hiring staff. You know, you get staff in your building with a variety of experiences coming into the building. And so I think now more than ever, the administrator and the district's job in creating professional learning experiences to support staff and help them improve their craft, you know, not only with teaching skills, but also in just understanding the dynamics of students and how to best support students. You know, it's definitely complex. And so I think but I think it's really important to help teachers be successful.
What's the toughest thing or a few things about being an assistant principal?
Well, I think, you know, every day I kind of play the bad guy a little bit. You know, I'm the guy that is presented with some challenges that are going on in the building, either students to student challenges, teachers to student challenges. And so, you know, my job is to investigate what's going on and make, you know, sometimes really tough decisions about consequences and supports. You know, we try to come at all of those situations from a restorative piece, and, you know, they're teenagers and they make sometimes bad choices, but we're also in the business of educating them and helping them become better human beings. And so we really lean really heavily on getting supports and helping to educate them first. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, there's discipline involved, and, you know, and people don't always agree, and you just do your best in order to make the right decision to support kids in your building. And so I think that's probably the biggest challenge day to day in my position.
A lot has been said about keeping freshmen on track and not letting them slide there. Talk about that whole area.
Yeah. You know, I think if freshmen after their ninth grade year are still on track to graduate, you know, the data shows us that the likelihood of them graduating is significantly higher. And so we've placed a lot of attention and priority on tracking them, their academic progress during their freshman year, looking at things like attendance and behavior and engagement at that level. And, you know, when students are struggling, we try to really kind of keep a thumb on them and you know, check in with them, get a close staff member, support person, engage with them on a regular basis. And I think by doing so, we've had a lot of success. And our graduation rate has been, you know, pretty high because of it, I think.
And I understand that that's one of the areas that you focus on.
Yeah, I head up our ninth grade team, and that was just kind of, I think it almost happened by accident a little bit. I was hired the first year and kind of shadowed our principal as he was leading that team. And then it just so happened that he left and COVID happened, and there was a lot of change in the building. And I was just kind of the guy that was still around, and I knew the system. And so I took that over. And I think even through COVID, we were pretty successful in the things that we did with it. We had a really solid team. And so from there, we've just tried to keep that momentum and keep that program going because it is so crucial.
Now, what are your thoughts for the high schoolers you deal with about a four-year college education versus community college or versus career technical training?
Yeah, like I said, I think our emphasis at the high school is really just preparing them and making sure that they have opportunities in high school and after high school. And I know, you know, sometimes in conversations with students and parents, we say college, but I think really what we mean is we want them to get training both in high school and after high school to prepare them to have opportunities to have a good job that they're happy with and that they can support themselves with. And so, you know, I think the most important part for us and what we try to do in our building is getting to know the students, their interests, and what they would like to do. And then from there, we're really trying to match them with whatever education opportunity is the best. Certainly for some students, that is a four-year college, but we have a great community college here in the county with Umpqua Community College. They're doing really good things, and they're working really hard to set up some good programs of interest. And so, I mean, really, if we can, we try to get them there. But we also, you know, work with students to get into the military. We work with them just to join the workforce. And, you know, we've had a lot of students be really successful, really going down all those avenues. So for me, it's all about just finding the right fit for the student.
Sean Radford, Oregon's Assistant Principal of the Year from Sevelin High School. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
1258 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.